Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Come hear the moving story of the American immigrant experience through music, projected historical images from the Ellis Island archives, and the actual words of seven immigrants drawn from the Ellis Island Oral History Project. The Aberdeen University Civic Symphony presents the second concert of its 98th season on Saturday, February 17th. That's in the Harvey and Cynthia Jewett Theater in the Johnson Fine Arts Center at Northern State University. The featured work on the program, Ellis Island, Dreams of America for Seven Actors, Orchestra, and Visual Projections. It's by the Grammy-nominated American composer Peter Boyer. We're joined today by three guests from Aberdeen. Let's introduce them one by one. First, we have Dr. Robert Vodnoy. He's director of the Aberdeen University Civic Symphony and professor of strings and music history at NSU. Welcome, Dr. Vodnoy, to In the Moment.
Great. It's great to be here. Good morning to you.
We also have with us Professor Daniel Yergaitis, the Director of Theater at Northern State University. Professor Yergaitis, Dr. Yergaitis, I'm not sure. Welcome as well.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And also with us, Kenneth Bolton. He's a Grammy-nominated pianist and dean of the School of Fine Arts at Northern State. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Lori. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Robert Vodnoy, let's start with you and tell me a little bit about this work itself and your connection with the composer Peter Boyer.
Right. Well, Peter and I actually went to the same school, although 20 years apart. And this piece was commissioned for the Bushnell Auditorium, performed by the Hartford Symphony, which an orchestra I actually played in. So I think that piqued my interest in the piece from the very beginning. He wrote it in 2002, and I conducted it in 2005 with an orchestra in Michigan, and just fell in love with the piece. It's just a splendid piece of music and piece of theater. And I came to Northern that fall and got permission from Peter to do just the overture from it here in 2005. And Dan, your guide, has said to me then, you really have to do the whole piece. So, well, it took me 12 years to get there, but here we are.
All right. So Ken Bolton, tell us a little bit about really this collaborative effort. What is the audience going to experience? And then let's talk about what the different, the musicians and the actors and sort of how that all came together.
Yes, well, a project like this never exists or comes to fruition in a vacuum. It takes the vision and input of many, many people. And it's one thing that from the moment I began my time here a year and a half ago, it's one thing that I've always appreciated about this particular faculty is its willingness to communicate with each other, to plan projects of this import together, and most importantly, to involve as many aspects and facets and people in the community as possible to make something like this happen. And indeed, it was the vision of Dr. Vodnoy and Professor Yergaitis to propose this particular project as a central part of this of the orchestra's season, and in doing so, involve two very important groups within the Aberdeen community, one of which is the Dakota Prairie Museum. They are partnering with the symphony in terms of providing and enriching the community's experience of the work. They have worked to successfully mount a very intriguing and effective miniature exhibit right here in the Johnson Fine Arts Center lobby that deals with the immigrant experience both from a national point of view and also from the standpoint of its impact on the Aberdeen community and the surrounding region. In addition, the Aberdeen Area Diversity Coalition has also worked to fund various aspects of this particular project, as well as work to provide and collect stories from people who have immigrated to the United States from all over the world and, in fact, have settled in Aberdeen. So again, this is what the audience will hear on Saturday is the grand finale of this wonderful collaboration and partnership that really helps to make this particular community, although it's only 30,000 strong, something that is magnified 10 times of that in terms of the artistic experience that people can afford themselves of.
Dan, your guide, has talked to me a little bit about casting this and what the audience can expect to see, you know, from the actors on stage, because that's not, when you go to a symphony, necessarily something that many people have seen before or see very often.
Well, what is intriguing about this is that Peter Boyer kind of conceived of it as a piece for actors and orchestras. So the acting and the speaking is an essential part of the show. He went to great pains going through the Ellis Island Oral History Project to find seven characters, seven real people, and then he took their oral histories. A little bit of cutting and editing, not to change the point of it, but rather just to make it fit with the music. Music was composed to directly play with the words, so they are speaking as the orchestra is underscoring them. And what is powerful, I think, is that they come from all over the world, Belgium, Italy, Poland, Ireland. So we have a sense of all the situations that led each of these individuals to decide to come to America. They all came mostly as children, too. So it's that idea of seeing the Statue of Liberty for the first time. There's at one point where they talk about the Woolworth Tower rising out of the water, as at that time was the tallest building in New York, as they're getting close to it. The stories are humorous, very touching, and remind us of where I think we all came from. The actors I've found in the community are terrific. We have enjoyed a great relationship with the Everdeen Community Theater over the years. We've actually collaborated on several projects when our building was being renovated. I did a co-production of White Christmas and A Christmas Story with the community theater and became very close with some really wonderful actors in our community. So we have five actors from the community and two student actors. So we have a nice range of talents and faces, and they'll be costumed, and I think it adds a sense of power and humanity to the piece to have people telling the audience their very personal and very unique stories.
Let's talk about really the significance of this work and what you think, not only the collaboration but the performance itself, what kind of impact it might have. Robert Vodnoy, let's start with you.
Well, the wonderful thing about the piece, and, you know, music in many, many ways, of course, is the way in which it appeals to our emotional sense and really personalizes and dramatizes and humanizes the individual stories. So the way the piece lays out is there's a prologue that's about 4 minutes long, during which there are projections of photos of hundreds of immigrants coming into Ellis Island. And then each of the seven characters tells their story using, as Dan said, their own words. And between each character, there's an interlude, which sometimes comments on the music, sometimes provides transition, gives the opportunity for the listener to reflect on what's been said. And then there's a epilogue, which actually has a film of the Statue of Liberty, as the seven actors recite the Emperor Lazarus sonnet. So it's just a grand, grand experience. Boyer uses what we call in music called leitmotif technique. He uses melodies that stand for different important aspects of the storytelling. There's a traveling theme, which is a very hustle-bustle kind of theme. There's a reunion theme, which is a very touching kind of 3-4-time waltz. There's a lament theme, which when one of the characters reflects on losing her family in the Holocaust. There's a great ragtime theme as the Irish Fellow arrives on Broadway. So the music really brings the stories to life.
Ken Bolton, you have thoughts you'd like to share about this, the overall significance of this musical work and the impact it might have on a community?
Sure. Well, we don't get a whole lot of chances to experience these sorts of multimedia, multi-dimensional works in a community this size. And so the grand and expansive scope of this that Dr. Vodnoy so wonderfully described is something that the entire community should really rally around and afford themselves the chance to see and experience. As I said before, there are so many facets of the community who have stepped forward to give input and impact this experience and potential artistic drama, that it is once in a, not in a lifetime, certainly, but
we hope, right?
Once
yeah.
It doesn't happen very, very much, but what it does generate here is the chance for so many people to come together and to produce something special and magnify all the talent that is here in the community that is just galvanized here on this occasion.
I want to make sure we get some of these details. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about this event in Aberdeen, and it's Saturday, February 17th, American Visions. You can at 7:30, Harvey and Cynthia Jewett Theater at the Johnson Fine Arts Center at Northern State. Pre-concert talk at 6:30 and post-concert reception for the entire audience. Robert Vodnoy, what do you hope? What kind of conversations do you hope sort of come about during that post-concert reception, where everybody really is welcome to stay?
Right. Well, I think it's a wonderful opportunity for the audience to talk to all the performers, especially the actors, and what they what they felt about the individual characters that they brought to life. And I must say, we have a really splendid cast. Very thrilled to be working with all these. Some of these people I've worked with in the musicals that I've done with Mr. Ergaitis, and some of them are just acquaintances. But they're doing a splendid job. So I hope that the piece universalizes the immigrant experience and fosters the kind of conversation that leads to the idea that we're really all immigrants in the United States, and that where people come from may change from period to period, but the immigrant experience, why people emigrate, why they came here, their love for America once they get here, that will all be brought to life through this piece.
Dan, your guide, does that bring... go ahead.
I was just going to say that when I programmed this piece, it was well over a year ago that I decided to do it. The timeliness of programming it, I was just completely fortuitous with the Senate debate beginning this week on immigration. So,
right.
I think it's
yes.
a timely point to be personalizing and humanizing it.
Professor Yergaitis, as we talk about the actors, preparing for these roles, especially when you have a couple student actors, how are they approaching this, and are they making those connections to a larger debate, a larger conversation in America and in South Dakota right now? We've got about a minute left, is all. So, what can you say about that in that time?
Most definitely, we've had a couple conversations with some of the actors who have opinions on this, but our opinions really don't matter because we stand back and look at the larger work and the larger issues that are being talked about. We are all a nation of immigrants. We are a wonderfully diverse community, even in South Dakota, and I think it's been a pleasure for them to explore these people and talk about the things that make you leave your home, leave everything behind, and come to a brand new place in hopes of finding a better future. And each of the stories, it reflects that, and I think it's an extraordinarily positive work. And these people all have come together and made America the great nation that it is today.
We'll end on that note. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being here. Best of luck in the performance this weekend. You just heard from Dr. Robert Vodnoy. He's director of the Aberdeen University Civic Symphony. And Professor Daniel Yergaitis, director of theater at Northern State. And Dr. Kenneth Bolton, dean of the School of Fine Arts at Northern State University. And again, that concert is this weekend at 7:30 at NSU.